We are back on the KYMN Morning Show, and joining us by a phone this morning from Northfield Hospital and Clinics, it's the president and CEO of the organization, Steve Underdahl. Steve, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Jeff. Happy spring, kind of.
Yeah. Well, spring has gone the way. It's coming just in time for St. Patrick's Day next week, so I guess right on cue. Hey, let's, the last couple of years, every time we talk to you, of course, the first topic is the pandemic and COVID-19. Today's really, I guess, no different. We're just finishing off the winter. I know the Omicron variant hit us very hard this year. It was very contagious. What about the hospital? How did you get through that? And are we done with it now?
Yeah, I would hesitate to say that we're done with it, but we're in way better shape than we were in January and February. You characterized it just right. I mean, it was one of the, for those people that, are still skeptical that the scientists know what they're talking about, the scientists said, when there was almost no Omicron in the United States at all, said, this is going to spread like crazy. It's going to replace Delta. It's going to be everywhere within a relatively short time. The doubling rate was just almost magical, and it was nearly everywhere. And January and the first part of February were pretty crummy. Probably from a local hospital standpoint, the what was a little bit different is that if you jump back to a year ago, lots of the most sick people, the people that required hospitalizations, needed vent units and big tertiary facilities. And so although we were treating some COVID, we weren't as inundated with COVID care as actually we were this, fall and early winter. We had lots of sick people who were at that level of being sick that they were appropriate for a community hospital. That and the fact that many of the big tertiary care hospitals and quaternary hospitals were full. We couldn't get people to those places. So it's interesting, even in my own mind, that it's been so much better for a couple of 2.5-3 weeks that other memory is fading. But honestly, it wasn't that long ago. So we're in, relatively speaking, Jeff, we're in good shape now. We're seeing the prevalence rate go way down. We've only had, one or two patients in our COVID hallway all week, which is great. So to your have we turned the corner? I'm not a superstitious person, but it makes me nervous to say yes. But I think that, we're not seeing around the world, we're not seeing a really, new scary variants yet. And the numbers seem to be getting better nearly everywhere. I think as mask restrictions and, sort of back to normal life start to occur, I wouldn't be surprised to see outbreaks of COVID continue to happen just as more and more people have a higher level of exposure to one another. But in general, I think all of the relevant metrics look good.
Let's talk about the vaccines and the vaccination process. Those numbers, hit about 60-70% in that range of the adults being vaccinated, and seem to just stall right there. But I know you've been focusing a lot more on getting younger people and really people of all ages. Where do they start as far as the vaccination process? Preschool, are they getting vaccinated now? Has there been approval for that?
Yeah, so the kids that are 5 and above, have had clearance for a while. Pfizer is working on their approval for kids under 5. And so there was some thought around the holidays that we may have that for now. I think the question they're studying, as I understand it at least, is for these, smallest kiddos, whether or not 2 doses or 3 doses is the effective approach for this group. So they're really waiting for that data to mature so that they can make a judgment. We really expect the FDA to approve at least the Pfizer vaccine and then to follow with some CDC recommendations by later this spring. So we think it's on the way. You know, we have, you know, our pediatricians, you know, particularly, you know, one of our lead pediatricians, Ben Flannery, who's been a really diligent educator and voice about these things, because moms and dads have lots of questions and lots of, you know, concerns around vaccinating kids. So he's been really trying to help people understand what's happening, what the implications will be when this happens. So we're also posting some short videos on our site and on social media of Dr. Flannery asking or answering rather some of the most commonly asked questions. So I think it's coming for the little kids. So when we look at how many of the total population has been vaccinated, it's a little bit of a misnomer in that little kid population is part of that. I think what will be left after the little kids are able to be vaccinated is honestly people that are, you know, shouldn't get a shot because of some other medical condition they have, or people that are just philosophically opposed to getting a shot, and there's no amount of information that's going to change their mind.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on. I want to talk to you, ask you about the Wound Healing Center. Now, we've talked about this a couple of times in the past. It's relatively new within the last couple of years at the Northfield Hospital and Clinics. And how is that going? Yeah, I've had some firsthand anecdotal evidence that it's working. I've heard some people sing the praises. But from your perspective as the hospital's administrator, how's it going?
It's going really, really well. It's a very, very satisfying and it's just a very cool program because I think as you and I have talked about before, you know, when people have these really difficult wounds, sometimes long-term ones, and they've often been suffering for a long time. So you know, this particular program that we run with a wound healing partner called Healogix, you know, they've been doing it long enough now where we've got some of our own success metrics and compared to a national cohort, and we're actually in the top 10% of the total comprehensive healing rate of all of the centers that they study, which is you know, really pretty amazing. And you know, that we're being compared to 600 other wound centers around the country. So you know, this is really not only a very meaningful clinical intervention for some people that are really suffering, but it's we also couldn't just be more pleased with you know, just how the program has matured in a relatively short amount of time and how much success they're having. So I think it's a combination of we picked a really good partner with Healogix, and some of it honestly I think is, you know, not to you know, be grandiose about it, but there's a certain amount of the Northfield quotient too. We've got great people and great talent available to us in a town like Northfield that really helps build things like this kind of quickly that I think might be a little more difficult in some other community.
Once again, Steve Underdahl is with us from Northfield Hospital and Clinics. While we have you, let's talk about the birth center as well, because that went through the renovation about a year or so ago. I don't know, you know, if the pandemic with certain, you know, lockdown restrictions that we've had at times has made for a baby boom or not, but have you seen with the expansion, have you seen an increased business in the birth center?
Yeah, we have. I mean, I don't have data to know whether this is a COVID-induced baby boom or a result of other variables in the data. But for 2021, we delivered nearly 600 babies, which is a lot of babies for a medical center our size. You know, there are similar sized towns that do half of that. You know, we built a state-of-the-art addition to our existing birth center, and you know, one of the things that we're doing on the front end too is that we're also adding resources. So we're adding certified midwives. We've had a midwife for a while, but we're really moving from the it's hard to have a midwifery program with just one person. That person gets spread really thin pretty quickly. So we're in the process of recruiting and hiring for a team of midwives so that we will be able to offer a more comprehensive midwifery program here as well. So the other thing, and I think I've maybe said this to you before, but I find it really fascinating just because I'm an old guy now. But when we were having babies at my house, you just went to whatever hospital you could see from your neighborhood. But part of what happens today is that, young moms and dads really shop for where they want to have this experience. And we have a lot of young women who are having their babies with us that are, from some distance away. They're from Apple Valley. They're from Burnsville. They're from, and I think it's one of the things that we feel pretty good about is that, we have a fair number of our patients that drive by, two other places where they might have chose to have their baby to come here to Northfield to have their baby with us.
Now, with the expansion of the birth center, you've seen an increase in the births at Northfield Hospital, but are you hitting kind of the numbers that you're looking for? Are you going to have to expand it again? Is it getting to capacity? Where are you at there?
So that's a great question. I think we're okay. So as you might imagine, anytime you invest in that kind of program where there's a lot of expensive bricks and mortar expensive expertise, you try to build for what you need right now and for some expansion for the future. So again, we're at about 600 right now, and I think our thought was we built capacity to be able to do somewhere between that low 600s and 900, 850, 900 births before we would have to go out and expand the boundaries of the garden again. So we built enough capacity to be able to sort of incrementally grow as we need to.
Now, the hospital over the course of, the 21st century, since you've been at the new facility, which is, I guess, no longer new, it's close to 20 years old, you've added from the wound healing center, you have a number of different clinics, the women's clinics and such. Are there more services on the horizon that the Northfield Hospital is considering offering?
I think so. I think one of the sort of vital signs, if you will, of a thriving healthcare organization is a fairly constant reimagining of what is it that we do and what is it that the people that live around here need. And so that assessment process, and some of that's driven by changes in medical technology, some of it's based on community need. So as an example, one of the things I'm working on right now is a whole spectrum of digital healthcare options, not just video visits, but can we imagine our ability to reach more people with specialty care and other kinds of care where maybe the expert that we need to tap is in Colorado Springs, but does that matter so much if we can connect through technology? The other thing I'm working on is behavioral medicine, the whole mental health and addictions issues are just absolutely crushing right now. I mean, I think the pandemic has made it worse. So alcoholism and drug addiction and, major mental health issues plus lower level mental health problems that can develop into serious ones. We're really taking a look at, do we partner with other organizations to provide these kind of services? Do we do some more of these ourselves? Do we develop a hybrid model that does a little of each? So there are many of those kinds of things. So I think part of the secret sauce for Northfield Hospital and Clinics over time has been to always have at least one eye on the horizon. Where do we need to go next? And as our community grows and changes and evolves, and the fact that we're now a provider for multiple communities, how do we continue to respond? So that's been part of the fun, honestly, Jeff. We've got a really good board who's also, I think, over the years had a really good imagination for these things.
And Steve, while we have here, one final thing I want to ask you, and that's about some really good news here for a lot of people in the community. The book fair is returning this year. The Hospital Auxiliary has been putting it together, and that is just been a a staple of every spring in Northfield for so many years.
Yeah, it is one of honestly, it's almost embarrassing how much it makes me smile and makes me feel good to know that the book fair is back on. I mean, in the scheme of things for the last couple of years, but nonetheless, it is a sign of spring. It is a sign of normalcy. It is, a return to, beloved tradition. And I'm just really excited about it. I think if you haven't ever visited, if you have listeners that haven't visited this, it is amazing just to watch. I mean, it is a volunteer-led entity with, again, a very Northfieldian touch. You know, there are people with library science backgrounds who organize this thing in a way that is just, numbingly complex, but makes it really easy for shoppers. And, it is really well received. The auxiliary raises a fair amount of money, and that benefits the hospital. They typically support scholarships. They support hospital projects from time to time. And so the fact that this thing is going to come off this year, I just think is, one of the, bright candles in my life right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're all looking forward to it. And once again, the signal of normalcy, whatever that is, it's just a good thing and get a good feeling. And I'm going to be donating some books, and I'm going to be buying some books as well this year.
Outstanding.
Steve, thank you so much for your time. We certainly appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again in the not too distant future.
All right. Take care, Jeff.
You too. Steve Underdahl, Northfield Hospital President and CEO. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield. We are going to get one last traffic report before we wrap things up at the top of the hour. Rich is not in today. He's actually was in earlier today, but he is taking some mental health training class offered by the city.